This is Susan V. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out, and I'm speaking with solo pianist George Winston. George has been to Telluride several times, going back to the 1990s, but he's returning. And he'll be in town on Monday, December 26th, 7 p.m., at the Michael D. Pons Theater for another concert. We are discussing his life and his music. George, thanks for joining me.
Thank you, Susan. Great to be here.
So, yeah, while you're on the road touring, since around 1986, so going back quite some time, not only have you been making music, but you've been also been raising money for food banks in particular. Why specifically food banks?
Because I wanted to interact with the community in a way other than music, in a different way. I figured food is sort of the bottom line way you can help people, because if you're down in your luck, you could sleep in your car or in a sleeping bag, and you can go to public places and get water, but food, there's no legal way to get food. So I figured if somebody can get food, they could work things out.
Wonderful. Great answer. Thank you for that. Now, your path to become a musician was relatively unconventional in that you do not come from a particularly musical family. So give me the short story on your path to becoming a musician.
My dad played a little rhythm guitar. My mom played a little music, reading sheet music. But I really wasn't interested in music until I was 12. I grew up Eastern Montana in Miles City and Billings later. In Miles City, we didn't have any television. There was one radio station. So the whole entertainment was the season. So if it's fall, you make a pile of leaves and jump in them, sled in the winter, baseball in the spring, swimming in the summer. So the whole thing was, wow, it's cloudy today. What kind of day is this going to be? It's raining, it's snowing, it's sunny. So I spent the first 12 years really just imbibing the seasons. I didn't hear music unless it was a car radio or my parents were playing a record or something. So then at 12, I started listening to the radio, and there were a lot of instrumental hits. So I love the instrumentals, all of them. And so I began listening. So I listened for the next 6 years. My favorite instrument was organ by far. So I would start buying records, anything with organ. And so that was the next stage. And then one day, one of those records I bought was The Doors, and they weren't known at the time. It was before Light My Fire was a hit. I just got it because it said they had an organist, Ray Manzarek, and it was just the greatest thing I'd ever heard, and I said, I've got to get an organ and play in a band. That's basically what happened.
Okay. So then why the switch from organ to piano?
I was playing organ in bands, and something wasn't quite right other than the fact that I hadn't been playing very long. So after about 4 years, I was just looking around, and I found a Fats Waller recording of his recordings from the 20s and 30s, the great stride pianist, Fats Waller. And I put that on, and it was the same thing as The Doors. Like 30 seconds ago, wow, this is solo piano is really who I am, not organ in a band. So it was another one of those great spike moments, like hearing The Doors.
Okay. And you continued pretty much exclusively with the piano and then introduced guitar at some point.
Yeah, I haven't played organ since I switched, and that was 71, and then I added solo guitar and solo harmonica about 1975. Solo guitar after I heard the great Hawaiian slack key guitarists who later I wound up working with in the studio recording, recording them. And harmonica, I heard the late great Sam Hinton playing solo harmonica in 1975. And it was great because I said, I love these instruments, but now I have portability. I don't have to go to these instruments. I can take them with me, particularly the harmonica. So small, you can play in the park. You can play for someone at a hospital, not have to deal with tuning. You can tune yourself. So to this day, it's those three instruments.
Okay. Thank you very much for that. I understand you're working on a couple of new projects. So I wondered if you could describe them briefly and also give us a preview of the concert. Will it involve some of this new work? Will it involve The Doors?
Okay, yeah, earlier this year I finished a record, part two of the benefiting the New Orleans and the Gulf area, called Gulf Coast Blues and Impressions, Voice of the Wetlands benefit, you know, to help after the oil spill. And then just before this tour, I did another one called A Change Is Going to Come. And rather than, you know, an environment, a season, a topography like the Gulf, it was influenced by, you know, the desire for change that so many people are feeling right now. So it's going to benefit that of grassroots groups, you know, working for, you know, get accountability back and get rid of, you know, get the conflict, get the concept of conflict of interest back in, and these kind of things, and constitutionality and all this sort of stuff. And everything's changing every day so much. I'm not exactly sure what groups it's going to go to, but we're going to put two songs on my website, and then the album will come out. They make it both come out first part of next year. They're both done, and but everything's changing every day. It's like 1968 all over again right now. So I don't know exactly who, but that they're both benefit records.
Okay, and we. Just to conclude, we will be hearing music from these projects and also from the Doors. Is that so?
Yeah, the one of the songs on the Change Is Going to Come is the Doors song "Unknown Soldier," and so I'll be playing that and at least three other songs from the Change Is Going to Come record, including the Sam Cooke song "A Change Is Going to Come."
Okay. Well, thank you very, very much, George, for giving us a preview of the concert and an overview of your life.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. This has been Susan Vibrock, Telluride Inside and Out. I've been speaking with solo pianist, world-renowned George Winston, and he'll be in town once again Monday, December 26th. Thanks again.
Thank you, Susan.